Hey folks, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. So today, what I want to talk about is three lessons that video games have taught me about the reality of learning, because I am a super nerd, I love video games, and I love learning too. And I think there's a lot of synergy between the challenges of being in the virtual world of gaming, and obviously in life and learning too. So look, in a world of buzzwords, methodologies, and way too many what good looks like approaches, it's so easy to feel paralyzed before you try to do anything. So my approach as an L&D practitioner is always try to be simple. So do the thing that helps you get the best results. For me, life is too short to debate and entertain every "this is how humans learn" study. Strangely, lots of time spent playing video games has actually shaped a good deal of how I approach learning as an adult. So here's three things I've learned, and maybe you'll find some connection with these too. So the first one, you have many ways to reach a goal. No matter what people say, there is never only one way to do something. Games in life, I find, mirror each other closely in this space. You always have options on how to approach a task or situation. Just because someone did it one way doesn't mean that will work for you. So as an example here, I have played way too much Batman Arkham Knight in my life to a level where I would take down enemies almost to a strategic art form. And yes, I use some strategies in a non-lethal way in my own work too. So the second one, you get out what you put in. And I like to think of this like a little equation, which is effort times by time equals reward. So like many of us, some games make me want to throw my PC out the window. This happens in life too. You hit many roadblocks on this crazy ride that we navigate together. Life, like games, has a pretty simple success formula. Effort times time equals reward. You have a choice in how you play both life and games. No matter your approach, you get out what you put in. There's no better example in my gaming life of this than when I decided to fight all the Valkyries in the God of War title. So players of the game knew it wasn't an easy task. You didn't even need to do it to complete the mainline story. But the reward of that experience solidified my persistence and resilience to complete a task. Pretty useful life skill as well, if you ask me. And then our last one is failure is the best teacher. So each of us is biologically programmed to fear failure, but failure is often the moment when we learn the most. That's why it's important to recognize this as a natural and powerful tool in your learning toolkit. Learning is not meant to be easy all the time. At times it is, of course, but when it's hard, or when it's not, sorry, it's the hard that makes it great. And there's a great quote from Tom Hanks, which I'll share here with you, which goes, "It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great." Now, there are too many examples of failures in my video game life and normal life journey for me to list here. But the important lesson is that you experience these failures and make sure you learn from them. So that's all for this week's episode, folks. As always, you can check out all of my work at stillthesethoughts.com. Share your own thoughts with me on this podcast at hello@stillthesethoughts.com, and also on LinkedIn as well. I'll chat to you in the next one.